Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Dose. We've got everything you need to know before the market opens. Let's get straight to it. After a massive run-up yesterday, it looks like the market is taking a little breather this morning.
That's right. A well-deserved one. We're seeing S&P 500 futures pointing to a modestly lower open, down about 16 points. Yesterday was a blockbuster day, with several megacaps hitting new all-time highs, pushing both the S&P and the NASDAQ into record territory. So a little pullback isn't surprising. It's healthy consolidation.
Healthy consolidation. I like that. So what's driving the mood today? Anything specific on the macro front?
All eyes are on Washington and a few key economic numbers. The Senate is in the middle of a vote-a-rama on that big reconciliation bill. The key thing for traders is that Republicans are talking about lowering the debt ceiling increase to win over Senator Rand Paul. That's a negotiation to watch.
And I saw a fascinating tidbit in there. Something about AI regulation?
Yes, this is a big deal. They stripped out an amendment that would have barred states from regulating artificial intelligence for the next 10 years. So the door is now open for state-level AI rules, which could create a really complex environment for tech companies down the line.
Interesting. And we also have Fed Chair Powell speaking this morning, right?
Correct. He's at the European Central Bank's conference at 9:30 Eastern. The market will be hanging on his every word, looking for any hints on future policy. And that's not all for data. At 10 a.m., we get a flood of it. May construction spending, May job openings, and the big one, the June ISM Manufacturing Index.
Right, the ISM. The consensus is for 48.8, which is still in contraction territory, but a slight improvement from last month. What are you looking for there?
I'm looking to see if we can beat that expectation. Any sign of life in the manufacturing sector would be a huge positive. But if it comes in weaker, it could add to these early morning jitters.
Got it. Let's pivot to some single stock stories because we have some big movers. Tesla's at the top of my list, TSLA, down about 4.5% pre-market.
Yeah, it's a double whammy for Tesla. First, a report from Reuters says their sales in Sweden and Denmark were down in June. Then, you have President Trump once again threatening to pull back subsidies that benefit the company. That's a lot of negative headlines to fight against.
Definitely. Another one gapping down is Progress Software, PRGS, off by almost 7%. This one's a bit of a head-scratcher for me. They beat earnings expectations and raised their full-year guidance.
You know, it's a classic case of the market's reaction not matching the headline. They did announce an acquisition of a company called Nuclea. It's possible the market is nervous about the integration, or maybe it's just a simple sell-the-news reaction after a good run. The price action is telling you the market isn't thrilled, despite the good numbers.
Okay, so it's not all red. On the gapping upside, Atai Life Sciences, ATAI, is soaring, up almost 10%.
Now that's a story the market loves. They announced positive top-line results from a phase 2 study for a depression treatment. And on top of that, they announced a $50 million private placement. So you have great clinical news combined with fresh cash coming in the door. That's a powerful combination.
And we're seeing some Chinese EV makers like Li Auto and XPeng ticking up on their June delivery numbers. Let's talk analyst calls. It seems like Omada Health, OMDA, is the belle of the ball today.
Absolutely. It's a clean sweep. Initiations from Goldman, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, Barclays, Needham, all with buy or overweight ratings. When you see that kind of consensus from the street, it tells you a lot of big players are getting behind the story. That's one to put on the watch list for sure.
We also saw an upgrade for Hasbro, HAS, from Goldman, and Nike, NKE, got an upgrade to buy at Argus. So some positive sentiment on the consumer side.
Exactly. It's a mixed bag, which really reflects the overall market mood. There are pockets of strength and pockets of weakness. It's a stock picker's market right now.
So bringing it all together, what's the game plan for traders at the open? What are the key levels you're watching?
The market is in a consolidation phase. It's digesting those huge gains from yesterday. For the SPY, the key support level to watch is right around 615. If we hold that, the bulls are still in control. If we break below it, we could see the selling accelerate. The resistance is up near that 620 mark.
And the VIX, or the VXX, is still pretty calm, right?
Very calm, which suggests there's no widespread panic. The takeaway for traders is to be nimble. Don't chase the open. Wait for the dust to settle. The two big catalysts will be Powell at 9:30 and that ISM data at 10 a.m. Those events will likely set the tone for the rest of the day.
Great advice. A cautious but watchful start to the day. Lots of catalysts on the horizon. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. It's going to be an interesting session.
That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back to help you navigate the markets. Have a great trading day, everyone.